Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, October 7th, is the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Originally called the Feast of Our Lady of Victory, because when the victory comes, it always comes through the rosary. But this day, in particular, commemorates the Battle of Lepanto. On this day in 1571. Now, throughout the 1500s, the Muslim Ottoman Empire grew in strength, especially by means of its domination of the Mediterranean Sea. In 1571, their fleet of 300 ships was massed just south of Greece in the Gulf of Lepanto, poised to invade Europe and wipe out Christianity. Pope St. Pius V saw this danger looming on the horizon, and in response, he begged the leaders of the West to stop fighting among themselves and unite against the force that was a threat to all. But they were too consumed with building their own kingdoms to come to the defense of the kingdom of God. So the Pope turned to the people, asking them to take up the weapon of the rosary and pray it daily. Finally, the Pope found support in Don Juan of Austria, who cobbled together a much smaller fleet of about 200 ships. He then picked a Genoese admiral, Giovanni Andrea, to lead the Christian armada against the Islamic onslaught. And this Giovanni possessed one of only five copies of Our Lady of Guadalupe that had been touched to the original tilma, a gift from this King of Spain, which he hung in his ship. On October 6th, 1571, the night before the battle, Don Juan required all the sailors and soldiers to pray the rosary, while Pope St. Pius V himself led the rosary at the Church of Santa Maria Sopra Minerva in Rome. For the Pope knew that if Europe was to be saved, it would be through the rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On October 7th, 1571, the Christian and Muslim fleets entered into battle in the bay south of the town of Lepanto, Greece. The Muslim fleet, led by Ali Pasha, arranged in the formation of a massive quarter moon. The Christian fleet was arranged in the shape of a cross, divided into three squadrons. The battle started badly for the Christians. The Muslim fleet broke through the left and center squadrons, heading right for Admiral Doria's ship. Seeing this, Doria slipped down into his cabin, where he had hung the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and there he fell on his knees and began to pray the rosary. And at that moment, the winds shifted against the Islamic fleet and scattered it. The Christians regrouped, took advantage of this, and destroyed two-thirds of the Ottoman armada. It is said that the sea ran red with blood for miles by the end of the battle. In Rome, Pope Pius V knew the Christians were victorious even before a message could possibly have reached him, for during a meeting, the Pope suddenly rose up, went to the window, gazed out, and said, "This is not a moment for business. Make haste to thank God, because our fleet this moment has won a victory over the Turks." And when the official news reached Rome, Pope Pius V gave credit to the Virgin Mary. Then he declared October 7th, the Feast of Our Lady of Victory, which we celebrate today as the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, because the victory will always come through the Rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We face a different enemy today. St. John Paul II, in his letter to the world on the Holy Spirit, explained that the enemy today is materialism. Now, materialism does not mean the vice of seeking pleasure by getting and possessing wealth and things. That's greed. We're not talking about greed. Materialism is the lie that one's self-worth is based on achievements which are measured by money, and that happiness comes from pleasure through entertainment. And this causes us to be so busy and distracted that we forget about God. And this is the deadly sin of sloth. Sloth is the vice, the deadly habit of stuffing ourselves with so much busyness and entertainment that we are no longer hungry for God. And when we have no hunger for God, then we make the choice not to feed our soul with God by prayer and the sacraments and spiritual things. And that choice is despair. I'm not talking about the feeling of despair, the feeling of discouragement. I am defining the choice of despair, the sin of despair, which is the choice to not do anything to feed our soul with God. That is the sin of our culture. See, sloth kills the hunger for God that leads to the choice not to seek him. That's the sin of despair. Are you battling materialism that makes you so busy and then so exhausted that you veg with entertainment? Do you hunger for more? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now we know the enemy. So what's the plan to defeat it? Well, Pope John Paul II gave us the plan. He gave us the plan to overcome the materialism, the sloth and despair that's killing our souls. And he did so in a letter to the world called Novo Millennio Innuente, the beginning of the new millennia. There he said, we don't need any new programs. We don't need political programs, military programs. We don't even need church programs. We need Jesus. Only Jesus can fix us. Only Jesus can fix the world. What the world needs is Jesus. And the most immediate way to reach Jesus is by prayer. So in that letter, John Paul said the plan to save your own soul and to help your loved ones to heaven is this. Lead people to meet Jesus in prayer. In fact, John Paul wrote, if Christians don't develop this deep life of prayer, then they can't reach holiness. And they will not only be mediocre Christians, but worse, Christians at risk. Because without prayer, they will be defeated by materialism that makes them so busy and distracted, they will forget about God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now the Battle of Lepanto was won by Our Lady and the Rosary. And the Rosary is the means that she has chosen to lead us to Jesus in prayer. So John Paul II said that all our parishes should become schools of prayer, training people in the art of prayer. And the greatest teacher of prayer is Mary. And that's why John Paul II says that we should sit at the school of Mary every day in the Rosary. So the problem is that the world is turned away from God. And the answer? Mary is calling us to turn back to Jesus through prayer in the Rosary. We don't need a political or military or church program. We just need to commit to the Rosary. So if you pray the Rosary once or twice a week, awesome. How about committing to 3 or 4 or 5 times a week? And if you do that now, how about 7 days a week? But if the Rosary is the way to victory, then why would we not share it with others? Could you share this podcast with someone? Could you invite someone to pray the Rosary with you? Could you invite your family or friends to come together regularly to pray the Rosary? For Our Lady is continuously asking us to form Rosary groups. I often feel like the enemy parachuted in and all the good guys dropped their weapons and ran. And now I'm just going around trying to find out who's on the side of God and ask them, do you have a weapon, a rosary, and do you know how to use it? Because the battle for souls rages, and the weapon is the rosary. So, what are you going to do about it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I'm amazed by this feast, the feast of our Lady of the Rosary, of Our Lady of Victory, that commemorates Lepanto 1571. And then we just had, not long ago, the feast of the Holy Name of Mary, where she once again brings victory through the Rosary in 1683 at Vienna. And then we have all these times in history where the Rosary, it brings victory. I'm thinking of the Rosary Crusade that was led again in Vienna after World War II when the Soviets gained control. Most people don't realize that the Iron Curtain came all the way to Vienna. Not just East Berlin, but Vienna. And the Soviets had control of the eastern half of Austria all the way up through Vienna. But it was one priest, Father Petrus Pavlicek, who led a rosary crusade, and the Soviets left for no reason.
Wow.
And then in South America, the defeat of Marxism by the rosary. In the Philippines, the defeat of the Marcos regime by the rosary. In Nigeria, northern Nigeria, the defeat of Boko Haram by the rosary. And yet, we think that there's more power. We think there's more power in politics and military than there is in the rosary.
I think we have more power in ourselves. As in, I think it's good to want to take action, but we tend to put aside the rosary because we're too busy taking action.
Very well said. We must be responsible citizens. We must vote.
Mm-hmm.
We must uphold the moral law through our citizenship. But if we want to turn this culture,
mm-hmm.
here's the key. The root of the problem in the culture is sin, a lack of conversion. Conversion is brought about by prayer, by the rosary. So if you want to change the culture, allow prayer through the rosary to change you,
mm-hmm.
and then do everything in your power to help others to pray the rosary and gather people to pray the rosary.
Yeah.
Then you change, then they change, mm-hmm. then the culture changes.
I think we need to take action humbly, knowing that the rosary is going to be the true victory there. Because we get really frustrated when we make a lot of big moves and we think that one of them is going to change the world. And when it doesn't, we're devastated.
Yeah.
And that kills our drive to keep working hard at it.
Wouldn't it be great if 200 years from now there was a new feast day? Because we all banded together now,
mm-hmm.
and prayed the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make that happen. I think God wants it. Because when the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will be brought by the rosary. That's what we're working toward. Bottom line, with this rosary podcast and with all of our efforts to establish rosary groups, it's all the effort to help bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So if you want to help bring about the triumph of her heart, then do those two things. That's what this is all about. Nothing else. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.